Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
We're expecting to hear over the next 22 months to be the focus of this administration as they attempt to annihilate the Republican Party.
There's House Speaker John Boehner telling his supporters that he believes the president's second term agenda is to wipe out the Republicans, and the president's second term is where we get started. It's actually the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week ending Friday, the 25th of January. Let us go through the top 10 hits as they appear in talkers.com. They're the ones that go over a lot of the things happening in the radio industry. You should check with them every day. If you're really hot on the talk radio world, they monitor talk radio programs, hosts, stations all across the country, and thus the list.
Number 10.
At number 10, the concussion lawsuits. NFL, a lot of lawsuits, a lot of conversation and talk about that with hosts, both on the side of sports talk radio and regular general interest talk radio.
Number 9.
That case that involves Mandy Teo, which is so weird, is the number 9 item.
Number 8.
Beyonce's lip syncing and the controversy that we all look in the mirror and say, how about we get a life? But that seems to be the number 8 item.
Number 7.
7 is the debate over women in combat started late in the week.
Number 6.
Concerns about terrorism in North Africa.
Number 5.
Gun legislation.
Number 4.
The threat from the North Koreans that they can send a missile, nuclear missile, to the United States.
Number 3.
The debt reduction discussion.
Number 2.
Mrs. Clinton's Benghazi testimony.
Number 1.
As we said before, the agenda for the second term. Let's listen to Brian Kilmeade talking to political analyst Peter Johnson about the speaker's comments that the president's goal is to get rid of the Republican Party.
Peter, is this unprecedented? Does every party want to beat the other party to this degree?
You know, I think there's a visceral, intense dislike coming out of the White House for the Republican Party that's it's not unprecedented, but we probably haven't seen such an oppositional party dislike since the waning days of the Nixon administration. There's something very Nixonian about it. And I think what John Boehner is saying is this is a call to action. This is a wake-up call. This is almost a Paul Revere call saying, we're going to have some issues going forward in the next 22 months, and we've got to get the folks who are interested in Republican Party values back on board and say, let's stand up and pick the battles that we want to pick and win those battles. But what he's saying is that it's a very hostile environment. And so the Republican Party is concerned. I think talk radio is concerned. I think independent and conservative outlets are concerned. They're saying, well, how far will this White House go to wipe the debate in a way that, right. that's not productive?
Do you believe, in your estimation, that there's a difference between the Democratic Party and the White House? The White House might even have a more aggressive view than even Democrats in the Senate and the House.
I don't know who's captured whom. I don't know who the Democratic Party's become the kidnap victim of. I don't know the White House has become so progressive that it's taken over the Democratic Party or the Democratic Party's taken over the White House. I do know that when John Boehner says, we're looking at annihilation. We're looking at destruction. But we have something that's really interesting. People have to think about it today. The White House has now set up another arm, a so-called not-for-profit arm.
Yep.
So now we have branches of government raising hundreds of millions of dollars to perpetuate their viewpoint. Should the Supreme Court do it next? Should the House of Representatives do it next? It's unprecedented in American government and politics. The money is going to be out of control and incredible and unaccountable.
Perhaps a reason for many of us to think again about some sort of a revolution here in this country, a revolution in thought, because there are all kinds of things that are unacceptable and for which people are unaccountable on both sides. Certainly the Koch brothers have contributed a lot on the right, and people keep pointing at George Soros, but there are all kinds of Hey, look at the list of the 350, 400 people that contributed to the effort to have this coronation, the inauguration, second time around. There's no need for that. There isn't a need for it no matter what party is in power or who's there. But plenty of food for thought. That's what we're about here. 888-302-3684 or email to Doug@DougStephan.com. Here's an excerpt from our Countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, talk host Gary Saddlemeyer with the historian Dr. Evan Cornog about what President Obama's inaugural speech means as far as direction is concerned.
All of the pundits, of course, are parsing the words and giving their spin, but there wasn't a lot in the way of specifics, which I guess is fairly typical of an inaugural, but he's got obviously an agenda, which we've become familiar with. He's also got a divided Congress. What do you see happening in the next 4 years?
Well, you know, that one of the great luxuries of being a historian is you work at being better at predicting the past than predicting the future. But I think there, you know, some of it did become a bit clearer here in this remark. I mean, when he made this address 4 years ago, there was a lot of talk about reaching across the aisle and putting aside bickering and partisanship. And of course, the country was in a tremendous economic crisis at that moment, with the still in free fall from the events of the September and October and the fiscal crisis. So it's a different time. I think that the thing that was most striking to me, and you quoted a bit of it just then in the excerpt, was the emphasis he was putting at the end of the speech on our generation this and our generation that. And I think that, you know, if you follow the sort of demographics of the United States, everybody knows we're becoming a more diverse nation, a beiger and browner nation, as some people can put it, and there's a pretty widespread expectation that that's a trend that works in favor of the Democratic Party. And when I looked at the agenda he was laying out here, a number of the things he talked about, including climate change, gay marriage, and immigration reform, I think these are things that even for people who are fiscal conservatives, as many younger Americans are, there's a lot more sympathy toward the climate change argument, toward gay rights, toward immigration reform amongst younger Americans, just because of the world they've grown up in and what they take as normal. So I think that the other thing I would underline here is two of those issues. That he alluded to in his talk, climate change and also gun control, arise out of events that have taken place in the last couple of months, not out of his campaign agenda.
888-302-DOUG is our call in line. Any of these things as we go through the top 10 that seem to be important for you, we'll try to squeeze in a call or two as we may. The subject matter here, all 10, the number 1 through number 10 items in consideration for this past week on News Talk radio stations all around the country here on our countdown.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
888-302-3684, call in line for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're talking about the number one item this week, which is the agenda that has been put forth, whether in real or a suggestion, for the next 4 years of the Obama administration. And is it true that they only have a year or two to actually get things done? Here's Talk host Ray Lytle with a focus on Republicans and what they need to do.
What we do in the United States is we have elections, and then we have a president take over or continue on. It's not like other countries. And there are countries in the world where there's you're either liberated or you have a coup or people have to have a huge war in order to determine who their leader is going to be or a rebellion. It's sad. It still goes on. Here in the United States, we vote. And we've heard a lot about our rights in this country and what this country is based on, what it's built on. I've heard so much about it ad nauseum the last month or so. And yes, at the core of our country is certain inalienable rights, and that's true. And there are certain rights that make up what our country is. But our country, above all else, democracy is one thing, and that is majority rules. And you might be in the minority, and yes, you have a voice as the minority, but you got to stop crying when you're the minority, because majority rules in this country. I mean, we sort of found a way to bypass it a little bit through gerrymandering and the way they set up congressional districts, but for the most part in this country, majority rules. And whether, no matter who's in power, whether it's someone who you consider yourself a part of their party or someone who you don't consider yourself part of their party, when they win, it's because of majority rules. That's how it works.
888-302-3684 on the countdown. So John Boehner apparently has learned how to tame the GOP caucus. The passage of a measure allowing the Treasury to keep borrowing money until May 19th, that took place on Wednesday, sort of warded off the risk of a debt default that could have been politically not good for the Republicans. It marked a win for the House Speaker, who managed to rally his party behind the legislation only weeks after suffering a setback during the fiscal cliff standoff. All right, enough on number one. Let's get to number two in just a matter of moments here as we review the top 10 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show Weekly Review.
The
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Very interesting now as the attention goes on our countdown from number one, the second term, to Mrs. Clinton speaking about what happened, the unspeakable, if you will, during the first term. Hillary Clinton testified for Senate questioners, some of her pals from when she was in the Senate, about Benghazi. This is from our affiliate WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, host John and Bob, talking to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about his pretty tense exchange with Mrs. Clinton.
Your dust up, if that's how many people want to describe it, with Secretary of State Clinton. I'll just describe some of the ways you were described by people like Chris Matthews and many others. You were referred to as a pissant, a clown, an idiot, and a simpleton, among other things. I know from your viewpoint, you were simply doing your job. Tell us what you were hoping to get with your question of the Secretary of State.
Well, what I was hoping to get was the truth. You know, the fact of the matter is I've traveled around Wisconsin. People are demanding the truth. I had one father of a young Marine out of Wisconsin come up to me, you know, during this controversy when people were discussing, was it a protest? Was it a, was it a terrorist attack? And the father said, you have got to get the answer on this. I need to know whether my son is, you know, working under the command of a commander-in-chief who is no longer going to be, you know, enforcing leave no man behind. So I think the American people deserve the truth. They have the right to have this administration and be confident this president will be honest with them. And so I think, Secretary Clinton said, well, what difference does it make? It makes a great deal of difference that the American people have confidence in their president and their administration.
Senator, as you left the hearing, are you any more satisfied than before you went in with all the questions you were able to ask in the interchange with you and your fellow colleagues in the Senate and the Secretary?
Well, you know, what is difficult is you get about 5 minutes, which is pretty difficult to develop a line of questioning and really get answers. And again, I'm always trying to be very respectful. It was referred to as a heated exchange. I mean, it wasn't heated from my standpoint. I was persistent. The question I was asking was very basic. You know, I've managed people. I've had things go wrong. And when that happens, you know, I get on the phone to those individuals. I get on the phone to their families. You know, are you okay? What can we do for you? And this has been a question that's just been bugging me. We could have ascertained very quickly whether there were protests or what. We didn't need this, you know, multiple week controversy if Secretary Clinton or somebody in the State Department would have just got on the phone, talked to those evacuees. If you read the report, it's obvious. There was no activity outside the compound. There was no protest. It was, you know, this thing started with an attack as these guys stormed the gate at 9:40 at night Benghazi time. So we didn't have to have this controversy, and I was just trying to get her to answer that question. Wouldn't that been the way to approach this, as opposed to sending Ambassador Susan Rice out on the Sunday shows and purposefully mislead the American public 5 days after the attack? And then, of course, President Obama continued it, and members of his administration did as well. So, you know, the fact is they were clinging to this narrative that there was a protest caused by a video, because they were clinging to another narrative that because they had gotten bin Laden, Al-Qaeda was on the run, they were diminished, all was well in the world, and their policy of withdrawing from the world, of leading from behind, was actually working, when in fact it's not working. The most recent evidence of that, of course, is the terrorist attack.
That's Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin on our affiliate WAYY. Johnson also appeared on CNN's Starting Point with Soledad O'Brien, and there he said that he thought he went a bit too far in speculating about why Mrs. Clinton choked up during the Senate testimony. He said, I didn't accuse her of crying. I was responding to a question, and I perhaps shouldn't have. He was elected with Tea Party support. Some of you may know that in 2010. A question whether Mrs. Clinton's emotional moments on Capitol Hill were nothing but aversion, perhaps a show. But then he took that back again. So pretty interesting as how that all shook out. And that's why it's the number two item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stuffed up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Stephen here, continuing this second half hour. A little more detail about actually a couple of more of these stories. We're going through items 1 through 10 on the countdown just to sort of review quickly where we are. Number 1, the second term agenda of the president. Number 2, the Benghazi testimony. Number 3, debt reduction. The discussion about how to achieve that. Is it a fight? Is it a discussion? The last time the debt ceiling controversy arose, it occurred to me that if raising the ceiling is a mere formality, if in fact the sky's the limit to government borrowing, it's no ceiling at all. So what is this, a big charade? Here's host Bob Franz talking to Congressman David Joyce of Ohio about the no budget, no pay discussion. This is actually a bill that was passed by the House this week, you may remember.
House passing the 3-month extension of the debt limit in this bill, which was kind of dubbed no budget, no pay. And that means that congressional members, if they don't get this budget passed this year, which they're required to do by law anyway, they've already been skirting the law since 2009, that they're going to lose their pay. How'd you vote on it, and how do you feel about it?
Well, I voted today to hold the Washington accountable to the hardworking taxpayers. It's a simple bill, really. If the Senate Democrats don't pass a budget, they don't get paid. And it's just crazy. We need to have a serious conversation about reining in spending, and I hope this brings the Senate Democrats to the table. They haven't passed a budget in 4 years. It's inconceivable to me and to you, and as you brought up before. I mean, Kelly and I do it at our house. Every family does it at their kitchen table. Every business does it. Why isn't there a budget? You can't hold people accountable if there's no budget.
You know, Dave, on its face, I liked this. When I heard about it, it really does kind of put them in the crosshairs, so to speak. Oh, I can't use that language anymore. Somebody want to arrest me. It puts them front and center, though, of their job, and that is to pass a budget. I liked it on its face, but then when I saw Harry Reid's reaction to it, suddenly I'm wondering if it was such a great bill. Harry Reid said, quote, "I'm pleased Speaker Boehner's House colleagues have decided to change course and pass a bill that defuses yet another fight over the debt ceiling. In substance, it's a clean debt limit increase." He's happy because he doesn't have to, and President Obama doesn't have to deal with the debt limit now. He gets his increase, and in his mind, apparently, he doesn't have to give up anything.
Well, you know, in their mind, I'm sure that's the way they're reviewing it at the moment. But, you know, they have this set up, so if we didn't pass the debt limit ceiling, then, you know, we would have been in a position where they would have been beating us up, saying that America was the one, the Republicans were the one costing America in, you know, the 401ks that are falling apart now and the market fell apart. It's all Republicans. And they've done a great job of setting us up to that. In this case, you know, there was a lot of argument and discussion last week at our retreat about this, and the idea that we had to break away from the Boehner rule, which was a dollar in spending cuts for every dollar that we were going to increase the limit. But the truth of the matter is, at this point, we have to do something to at least hold them accountable. We need to have at least a budget put on the table.
All right, so where are you in all of this? 888-302-3684. We're discussing the debt reduction discussions. The people who favor automatic increases in the limit give the game away when they argue that the borrowing authority has to be increased because the full faith and credit of the United States is on the line. Is that really the way it works? Here's John in New Jersey with his thoughts on the president invoking the 14th Amendment.
The president can invoke the 14th Amendment. There's a thing in 1941, 31 U.S.C. 3101 and 3102. And 3102 can cause the trigger on the 14th Amendment. So the president does have it in his ability and rights to do such. But additionally, under George Washington, G.W.B. Bush, he signed into law the Presidential Directive Number 20, and there's a section in there that also assists for the helping out to make sure that the economy does not falter. You know, and basically the president does have it in its rights.
All right. So 14th Amendment has been a large part of this discussion and debate. 888-302-3684, Charles in Tennessee, on Congress moving toward raising the debt limit and making it permanent.
The government is allowed to be able to borrow money and help their circumstances, then why isn't the private business sector allowed to do that? The Federal Reserve has been shut down as far as to the bankers, as far as the businessman being able to borrow money. The industry in the United States needs money to operate on and to expand and to be able to do that. We need to be able to borrow money. But if these guys are allowed to borrow money for our government, why aren't we allowed to? And if businesses aren't allowed to expand and grow, then how do they expect to pay these debts down the road and all these free entitlements that they keep talking about?
888-302-3684. You and I can't force banks to raise our credit limit merely because we have bills to pay. Why should Congress be able to do the same thing is a question that keeps being asked by folks. Here's Jason in Nevada with a suggestion.
$12 trillion was created by George Bush with two wars and the tax cuts for the rich. And this debt ceiling is a joke because if they want to, they say cut spending. So cut spending, and I want to ask everybody that ever gets on after, cut spending means cut food stamps, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. So you want to hurt the poor for what? I'm not grasping. I understand you want to stop spending, but where do you lead? Then you're saying you want the poor to what? And most of all, if you want to cut spending, how about we cut the senators and congressmen, cut their pay until they get this done right? How about they don't get paid at all?
888-302-3684. Tim is in Milan, Tennessee. You're on the countdown now, Tim.
Morning, Doug. Morning. Hey, on this no budget, no pay deal, these guys are millionaires, man. It does not matter if they pass a bill and they get, don't get paid or not. But also, the money's going into escrow. When they do pass a bill, they're going to get the money anyway. So what difference does it make on that part of it? But if they just pass a bill in the Senate, whether the House will pass it or not, they still get their pay. If the House passes a bill, whether the Senate passes or not, they get their pay. But like I said, these guys are millionaires. You go and look at how many of them are living paycheck to paycheck, like me and most of your listeners living paycheck to paycheck. These guys ain't living that way. It's just a big ploy. It's just a big show. More smoke and mirrors, Doug. That's all it is, man.
There's a lot of drama in this and a lot of truth in what you say, Tim. Thanks for your call in. 888-302. Doug, next up here is Dave in Washington.
I was just thinking that a lot of people don't really understand what this stuff means in the simplest term. A lot of folks haven't been to college. They don't have a real good grasp on anything that has to deal with politics. So I think it's very important that they understand what this entails. When you go to a casino, you spend the money in your pocket. When you're out of that money, you have to go on a line of credit. Now, what happens to us as gamblers if we run up too much of a line of credit? Do we get in trouble, or do they just wipe it clean and say, don't worry about it? We're facing the same situation on a federal level, and people need to start understanding that this money doesn't just grow on trees, and we're eventually going to turn out like Greece.
888-302-3684. I thought it was pretty interesting. Governor Jerry Brown in California hailing what he described as a hard-fought rebound in California's fortune, used his State of the State address this week to urge fiscal discipline and avoid a return to budget deficits and cycles of boom and bust. California and New York are the places, as far as states are concerned, that are most like the federal government in terms of debt. Here's Chris in Illinois listening to WJOL.
I don't think the debt ceiling should be negotiable. Simply because the president won the election, Congress also won re-election, and it shouldn't be, because the only way, it's starting out on a false premise, whether that if the debt ceiling is not raised, that we'll go into default. Well, that's not true unless Tim Geithner decides that he's not going to follow the law and pay the service on the debt. They collect more money in taxes every year. Every quarter, they, you know, when people pay and corporations pay their taxes, he can pay the debt. He can pay Social Security. He can pay for the military and the wars that we got currently going on. And he could also pay for Medicaid and Medicare. Now, as far as beyond that, okay, everything's up in the air on that one. But he can do the things that are required. And, you know, simply because the president decides that he wants it raised because it's been raised in the past for other people, that's basically saying that we're never, ever going to be responsible, because if you win an election, you automatically get what you want. That works on both sides. It doesn't work. You can't run a country where every side gets whatever it wants simply because they win.
888-302-3684. As we continue the countdown, we'll pause now. Before that, acknowledging the number four item. I'm not sure what you can say about this. The crazy kid that's running North Korea, threatening South Korea. Some discussion about that this week, but I'm not sure, again, what you and I can do about it. It's interesting to know that it's there, and then to be able to move on to the number five item, which is more controversial and more in line with what back-and-forth conversation is like on our talk radio programs and stations around the country. Number five is gun legislation that's been proposed, and that's up next here on The Countdown.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new HIT card at Discover.com.
888-302-DOUG is the phone number as we go through the top 10 items on our countdown this week. Number 5 has to do with the gun control legislation. A lot of discussion this week after the shooting at a community college near Houston in Texas. This happens to be an excerpt from a program on Countdown affiliate WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina. Host Tara Savasius and Fred Story talking about how you can get rid of more prison time for getting caught stealing cigarettes for the third time than you will for illegally possessing a gun.
What would you think you would get in more trouble for in terms of prison time? Stealing 3 packs of cigarettes or carrying 3 illegal guns? I mean, as in stolen guns. You're a felon. You're not allowed to have a gun or it's stolen. Which would you think you'd get into more trouble for? I mean, come on.
Well, you'd think that you'd get more in trouble for having the guns.
You would think that would make sense.
But now, that's not the case.
Cigarettes will kill you, too. It's just, you know, going to take 40 years. The guns are a lot more immediate. Yet, you steal on your third, get this, you steal on your third pack of cigarettes that you steal, that third one is a felony. First two misdemeanors, right?
Mm-hmm.
The third time they catch you, either with a stolen gun or you're a felon, you're not allowed to have one,
mm-hmm.
It's still a misdemeanor. So, gosh, you don't want to be caught with cigarettes. That gun's okay. But you don't want to be caught with cigarettes. I mean, that would be, you know? And so, you know, the police chief making the point, well, you know, if you could just carry a gun illegally, it's only a misdemeanor, why not? And that's like a traffic stop. Why not just carry a gun? He said that's why, you know, 49 of our, what, 52 homicides have been by gun here, because everybody's, you know, these thugs are carrying guns around. I think that's unbelievable. He said we need to change the law. I think he's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and on top of that, and then I started thinking, you know, I went to the Charleston Thug Life website, which is becoming about my favorite website around here. Highly entertaining. But he puts pictures up of all these guys that he profiles, right, on Charleston Thug Life. And they're all felons. I mean, these are all guys with long records.
And so if they got a gun in their possession, they're already breaking the law
breaking the law
on the Internet.
And they're right there on Facebook with their guns.
Yeah.
And he's asking the question. It's a good one. Hey, Obama I don't know who he is. He's a blogger. He's anonymous. Mm-hmm. I'm calling him he. Obama, what, where is, okay, if you're going to take our guns, register our guns, or take some of our guns, why should you go get theirs first? I mean, where is your big plan? You're going to spend $4 billion to figure out a way to take our guns and regulate our guns, which is the cost of the plan. Why don't you spend $1 billion to go and get their guns? They're right there on Facebook.
It's a pretty stimulating conversation, I just think. The Democrats have introduced an assault weapons ban this week. Could be put to a vote by Congress. The first significant piece of gun control legislation to be put into place since what happened in Connecticut. 888-302-3684. All right, so that's number five this week. Discussion about gun legislation. By the way, 53% in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll view the gun control plan that the administration is putting forth favorably, 41% unfavorably. Number six on the countdown this week is what happened in North Africa in terms of terrorism. Number seven, women in combat. That's next on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The top stories, the top topics, if you will, the issues of the week reviewed every week at this time. Numbers 1 through 10, the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. You can reach me at 888-302-DOUG or doug@dougsteffen.com is the email address. Number 7 this week, something that we'll spend probably most of the rest of the hour on, the discussion that started with Defense Secretary Leon Panetta lifting the ban on women, or he announced that it would be lifted. Speaking to reporters, he said the new policy would strengthen both the military and the country, said the decision would not compromise military readiness, and that the armed forces would not lower standards for service, such as for physical fitness. If they can meet the qualifications, he said, they ought to have the right to fight if they want to. This decision replaces a 1994 military policy memo that excluded women from assignments and units below the brigade level if the unit would be engaged in direct combat. The president said, valor knows no gender, so you can be sure this will go into place. Here's Taco Scott Pazant talking to ACLU attorney Ariella Migdal about the Pentagon dropping the exclusion of women from combat rule.
It seems to me that the bigger issue here is not specifically, even though that would make a difference, not specifically the roles that women would take in combat, but the bigger issue is total equality in the military.
The biggest issue
right now really is having the policy reflect the reality that's been going on. Service women like the four women in our lawsuit, they've been out there in combat. Two of our plaintiffs have Purple Hearts. One was going on door-kicking missions with infantry guys. Another was engaged in direct ground combat after her combat helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan performing a rescue mission, which she completed with her crew. And so it's a matter of the policy not reflecting what women have actually been doing already under very trying circumstances because of all the official paperwork barriers.
Well, there are female pilots in the Navy, and they could be shot down, and they could be captured and interrogated. So the women have been close enough to being in these situations to where it might as well be made official.
That's exactly right. Two of our other plaintiffs are in the Marine Corps, and they were supervising the female engagement teams. These are women who were out there with the infantry. They were living in those small combat outposts in Afghanistan. No showers. They were already doing without. They were already shooting back when fired upon and engaging in combat. The problem was that because of the official policy, it would tie the commander's hands, and when they would put together a unit, they'd have to get around the policy if they wanted to use their best person, and that happened to be a woman.
888-302-3684. The ladies on The View discuss the merits of letting women fight on the front line in their program.
American history was made yesterday when the military officially lifted the ban on women serving on the front lines of combat.
We're talking not Nicki Minaj and Mariah combat. We're talking real combat here.
I think that they're talking about combat.
Those teeth could light the way.
Look, women have been sacrificing, fighting, losing their lives since 2001, I think, in our armed services. And I think that this is, they've also been on the front lines in terms of military spouses forever. Yes. So those are the women who've been on the front lines. These women can kick butt. I mean, if anyone's worried about what a woman's capable of, watch the CrossFit Games. You'll see what a woman is truly made of.
What happens when they go into, you know, places that are, you know, heavily against women, you know? Then it's a little tricky, isn't it, for them?
Well, you know, I think one of the terms we're going to actually hear going into this is how cohesion, you know, how they're actually going to assimilate with one or two women in infantry versus maybe 135 men at the same time. So I think they're going to do well. I think they just have to kind of get together and be able to fight in nations that aren't that happy with our men.
Other countries have women in their fighting. Yes. And, you know, they'll bush you up just as badly as a man will.
But you also have a lot of the police force. They don't have women, you know, ushering the men, because you always hear about, you know, these men overpowering the police officers, because you don't send a female police officer with a man who's 6'3".
I know some woman who can kick behind.
Is a really important word. I mean, you're also, you don't want to do this with, like, two women that you're sending in, you know, to a particular, you know, area of infantry without more backup and support.
Basically you're saying that they've been correct then to figure out to carefully, you know, if you're going to become a soldier, then you have to go through the same rigorous training that any other soldier goes through.
And they are more than capable.
You take apart from the fact that there is a difference between, I'm not saying women can't do what men do, but there's still a difference between a woman and a man.
All right, so the women in combat debate's number 7. Number 8, the Beyonce lip-syncing controversy. At the inauguration. The Manny Teo case is number 9. And number 10, the continuing conversation about the results of being in the NFL and your mental and physical health. That's it.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.